morning and welcome back to His Time. It is Tuesday, January 28th, 7:47 Central Standard Time. I'm Andy Bates, your host, and it is time for more special guests this morning. Joining us in studio is Deaconess Grace Rao, Director of Deaconess Ministry in the Lutheran Church, Missouri. Saying, good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the studio with us this morning. Always good to have you here and hear what's going on. Also joining us by phone this morning, Sandra Rain. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am just fine, trying to keep warm.
Now, where are you presently?
I am in South Bend, Indiana, where it is currently a negative 13.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little chilly.
It's a little chilly. So I'm glad I'm by phone.
Yes, that you didn't have to get out in that weather this morning.
That's right.
Now, the two of you recently traveled to Liberia this morning, and it is a little bit warmer there today. I just checked the forecast a little while ago. It's about 90 and partly cloudy there today. So picture that. Now, how long ago were you all in Liberia, Grace?
Middle of November.
Okay. So when it was starting to cool off here, it was kind of nice. What did you head to Liberia for?
To continue a training, teaching, and developing the program, Deaconess program for the women of the Church of Liberia.
Very good. And Sandra, when did you find out that you were going to be going on this trip?
We at Deaconess Conference last summer, Deaconess Grace asked me if I would accompany her and teach along with her. So I knew in June.
Very good. And so you traveled back in November. How long were you there, Sandra?
We were there for 2 weeks. We taught for 2 weeks.
There to train deaconesses. What all does that entail when you're training deaconesses?
This was one of the first classes for them, so it was pretty basic doctrine. We taught the small catechism.
Very good. And Grace, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the history behind the deaconess program there and Lutherans in Liberia and just the development of the deaconess program.
Yeah. The first time when we went, I remember Deaconess Tiffany Manor, I requested to accompany her as representing LCMS as well. So the LCMS and Evangelical Lutheran Church of Liberia, the bishop, the president, Amos Boley, invited us to come over there, and thank you for his invitation. So the first presentation was to give them the understanding the role of women in the church based on the CDCI document. We were there only for 1 week, but the presentations were spread out in two different cities. One was the capital, the Monrovia. We stayed there for 3 days, talked about the role of women in the church, and then we moved to Banga, which is about 5 hours drive from Monrovia, and the women over here. So we had quite a bit audience, about 70 to 80 in Monrovia and about 35 to 40 in Banga.
Wow.
So this was open to everybody. Mm-hmm. So to just give them the understanding what a women can do in the church apart from the office of the public ministry. What are the other roles we can play? One of them was the big deaconess and other lay women, what they can do, Sunday school teaching, counseling, and all that.
And so how long ago was that?
That was in December of 2012.
Okay, so just a couple of years really is what we're looking at in terms of the development of a deaconess program there. But deaconesses have been around historically in the church for a long time. And in our church body, we've been blessed to have deaconesses. Mm-hmm. So really kind of helping develop a deaconess program with the Lutherans in Liberia. During your last trip there, you spent 2 weeks teaching primarily the catechism. Mm-hmm. How many women did you get to teach?
Since this is a program, we have incepted a program, we had 10 students. I would like to have 10 students because we fund the program. LCMS funds the program, everything. So it's nice to have a small group so we can have face-to-face interaction.
Sandra, what was most memorable for you from this last trip?
Most memorable. It was very interesting to me to try to get to understand their English. We were able to teach in English, and they spoke English also, but their African accent was sometimes quite a challenge. I think that was maybe the most memorable part of it.
I had good friends in college, and my roommate in college actually, who grew up in Liberia. His parents were missionaries there, and so every once in a while they would speak Liberian English, and it's English for sure. But for those of us who grew up in the Midwest, it sounds a lot different than the English we're familiar with. So it does take a little bit to
one of the main distinguishing features is the ends of words are often left off.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, house is how, and dog is daw. And even the ends of syllables, so everything is everything. And it's just fascinating, but it's my brain is slow to do that.
it does take a little bit to, you know, for them, they grew up with it, and for my friends, and so it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Grace, how about you? What was most memorable from this last trip?
Wonderful question.
I stumped you, didn't I?
Yes, so I have to think. Memorable thing, it's my passion to teach and to see how these women are really interested in to learn more about the word and application of the law and gospel. We have not touched that on a larger scale, but the basic teachings what we had about it was very interesting for them to understand. And especially references from the scriptures. We also gave them gifts of the resources like Lutheran Study Bible plus the Luther's small catechism explanation. So it was very touching to see, and they have quite the questions, very interesting questions.
Although their level of education is low, boy, they are so quick, they're intelligent, and so appreciative.
Yeah.
And what are ways in which these women in the deaconess program will serve the church in Liberia? What are some of the things that they'll be doing as deaconesses?
Okay, I think most of them will be parish deaconesses, teaching the Sunday school, youth programs. Some would like to do counseling for women and children. And one of the ladies is a nurse. She's a registered nurse. She has her undergraduate in nursing. So she's smart as well. And she would be an idol to be a parish nurse in additional to her secular vocation, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. One of them was also a teacher.
Yes, one of them was also a teacher. Two, actually, yes. And she's a government public school teacher, what we say it in the United States. Yeah. Yes. And there are various ways. Some of them are musicians. They're already choir directors, so they would like to develop their music skills and apply to the theology. As Luther says, you know, music is one of the best ways to get the devil away from here. So...
Do you have plans to return?
Of course, I'm leaving on February 21st this month. Again, we'll be here only for 10 days this time because of my other travels. But we are focusing on teaching Lutheranism 101 with Book of Concord. And Deacon Cheryl Nauman, I've requested her to accompany me. And she's also going to give them a class on history of deaconess.
Very good. And she would be the appropriate person to teach on history. She's quite the historian.
So that's her baby now. So I'm not going to touch on that. But other part, we are doing a team teaching. So
very good. Now, do you, Deaconess Sandra, do you keep in touch with some of the ladies that you got to meet while you were there?
I haven't because they have very little internet access.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, I have kept in contact with the young man who is our driver, Jonathan. He is the son of the bishop, and he can Facebook text with me. So we give each other greetings about on a weekly basis.
Very good. Very good. Anything else that you would like to, either of you would like to share with us? We've got about 2 minutes left before we wrap up that you want to share about deaconesses in Liberia.
Sandra will go first.
Okay. Well, what I would just share with you is these women have such a passion to learn. They want to serve their Lord. And so any support that people can give to international missions is greatly appreciated. And we thank God for that support.
Yes. As a deaconess, you know, they are the servants of the church, and especially to the Christ, and education is a must for them to do the acts of mercy. So I'm looking forward for them to complete the 2 years of training and 1 year of internship. And let's see how it goes. And please keep us in your prayers.
Certainly, certainly. And we will include you in our prayers, especially with your upcoming travels. Now, is there an education program like this going on in other places? We've talked about Liberia quite a bit today. Are you working on similar projects in other locations?
Yes. South Africa, Latvia, Philippines.
And I am
Malaysia,
in Tanzania.
Malaysia, Indonesia.
Sandra, where did you say you are?
I've taught in Tanzania and will be going back there in March to teach again.
Tanzania. No wonder I hardly ever see you, Grace. You all are always on the run. Well, we've been talking with Deaconesses Grace Rao and Sandra Rain on their recent trip to Liberia and the work that Deaconess Ministry is doing to bring the mercy of Jesus through God's gift of vocation in the Deaconess Ministry. So thanks so much for spending some time with us, Deaconess Sandra. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
You are most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. God's blessings to you. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to study God's Word with Pastor Mons from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Iowa City, Iowa. I hope you can stick around, listeners, and join us for that right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.